Yeah, you gotta cut the mic off.
I know, I'm so used to it.
Like, where did that come from? You're just getting lazy? You don't even do songs anymore now?
Well, what? Top of the hour is a different intro. Top of the hour, you usually jump right on into it.
I was just wondering.
I try to follow your lead. If I see you writing, I'll play a song.
It kind of caught me off guard.
Why don't we play a song?
Well, no.
Now we're already talking.
We didn't go back to the old dry, same old boring intro songs again. All right, let me get to this. Georgia has picked up, through the transfer portal, a five-star tight end, Eric Gilbert, transfer from LSU, Clemson cornerback Darian Kendrick, who started 23 games for the Tigers the past 3 years. He was a five-star recruit. Now, he was dismissed from the Clemson football team. Hmm. So, he's looking for a place to go. He's from Georgia, so Georgia makes sense. But I've seen all these little comments about Georgia cheating. And here's what I want to know. Maybe I'm being naive on anything, but coaches go around from school to school. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at all the places Shane Beamer has coached, right? Shane Beamer coached at Georgia. He was an assistant coach at Georgia.
Correct.
Wouldn't he know if Georgia was cheating?
No, you would think.
Do they shield all the assistants where nobody knows what's going on? And I'm just using Georgia as an example. I'm actually defending Georgia on this. But Shane Beamer's now the head coach at South Carolina. He's been in Oklahoma. He's been at Georgia. He's been at Mississippi State. He's been at Virginia Tech. So he's been in some pretty good programs. Mm-hmm. Are you going to tell me that Shane Beamer's going to just sit back because it's some kind of coach's code and just let other schools cheat? If Shane Beamer's now at Carolina, I'm not saying Shane Beamer might want to. I mean, if these guys are leaving good programs, they're not going to come to a program that won two games. So I'm not saying that. But wouldn't Shane Beamer know what Georgia was up to if that's what they were up to? And that goes for a lot of different schools. Look at the staff at Auburn. How many coaches they've been everywhere? All the assistants that Nick Saban has at Alabama. People always say Alabama must be cheating. He's got ex assistants all over the place. Some are head coaches. One is the head coach at Texas. One is the head coach at Ole Miss. One was the head coach at Tennessee. If Nick Saban was cheating, wouldn't those guys know it and say something? Or is it an unwritten bro code that what stays at Alabama,
It was like Vegas?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they signed
a what happens at Alabama stays at Alabama. I can't imagine that. But I've seen 100 people accusing Georgia of cheating.
Maybe they signed a non-disclosure.
I'm not saying that. I think all these schools are making illegal contact with these guys to see if they're interested in putting their name in the transfer portal. That's one of the problems of the transfer portal.
Yeah.
If you didn't think that was coming, then you ain't been paying attention.
Yeah. To eliminate all things suspicious.
I'm going to the transfer portal. I'm going to Georgia, and you're going to tell me he had no contact with anybody in Georgia.
Yeah.
In between the time he decided to put his name in the transfer portal. And there are third-party people involved in all this. I get it. But, I mean, I don't get why everybody thinks Georgia is cheating. I'm using Shane Beamer as an example. I'm sure there are Mike Bobo coached Georgia. he's at Auburn. You think he would sit back and let Georgia cheat if he knew what was going on? Would Shane Beamer do that? Just sit back? And the only coach I even know of that ever said anything to another school about cheating was Steve Spurrier when he was at Florida. He sent the coach a letter saying, if you don't stop cheating, I'm going to report you to the NCAA.
We're going to whoop your behind.
I don't understand why when somebody does good, especially in football, when somebody does good, they're obviously cheating.
It's got to be ill-gotten.
I don't know the reason why these guys picked Georgia. I don't know. Well, we know De'Arian Kendrick left Clemson because he was dismissed from the football team. I don't know why he picked Georgia. He probably could have picked, named as the place he wanted to go to. I don't know why Eric Gilbert left LSU.
What was he dismissed for from Clemson?
They never said. They never said. Dabo just said, we wish him well.
That means.
And in his future endeavors. I don't think he ever envisioned the fact he'd be playing against him in Charlotte coming up in September. And I get this is social media and stuff like that. But, I mean, all I'm saying is, and all these people accuse teams of cheating all the time if they land a big recruit. Like if South Carolina lands a five-star recruit that had South Carolina, Alabama, and Oklahoma on their last three. And he goes to South Carolina, somebody's going to say, well, South Carolina must have won the bidding war or something like that. You see the word bag man being mentioned. Maybe I'm naive.
Wow.
But I will tell you one thing. If I'm a head coach at a college and I know somebody's cheating, somebody's going to know about it. Because that ain't helping my job. When that same team whips my butt on the field. Maybe I'm naive. I just don't think cheating is as rampant as it seems to be. And it's real easy just to call somebody a cheater, and usually the people that call somebody a cheater have no evidence whatsoever to back up their accusation.
It's like you're in a math class, and you're taking an exam.
Right.
But the example and the answer to one of the questions is sitting on the wall. You know, is it your fault that you pointed that out and you take the answer
right
and get it right? Will you be called a cheater then?
I don't understand it. But, you know, maybe I'm wrong. First of all, I don't know why this Gilbert kid left LSU. We know why Kendrick left Clemson. He was going somewhere. Why not Georgia? And these kids probably have relationships from when they were recruited. Trust me, LSU was not the only school to recruit Eric Gilbert. De'Arian Kendrick was not Clemson was not the only school that recruited him. So they have relationships with coaches all over the place. So, I mean, I would just say if you're going to accuse somebody of cheating, you need to have some proof. If not, shut up. If you ain't got no proof, then quit accusing people of doing something.
Makes people feel better.
I guess. I don't know. So, maybe I'm naive. I'm not saying cheating doesn't go on. I would be stupid to say that.
But you wouldn't consider this under the umbrella.
Hey, I'm old, man. I remember the Wild Wild West back in the 70s and 80s when athletes were getting cars and money and all that stuff. And there are people right now that probably think that same thing goes on today. We know what's going on in basketball, but it's not the schools giving the money. It's the shoe companies.
Yeah.
And I've said, how many times have I said on this show, need to do away with these shoe gummy deals with schools, with these apparel deals. I know it's a lot of money you get, but it's also it also puts them in your pocket.
It is true.
And what happened to those guys that are giving all this money away? They're going to jail for 2 months, 30 days. They got slaps on the wrist. Mm-hmm. Nobody doing any hard time. And Adidas still making shoes. Nike's still making shoes. And basketball has not punished any coach whatsoever. Maybe Coach K's getting out before because of the Zion deal. That's being unveiled in court that his parents took money.
I did get a call while you stepped away, and they wanted me to ask you, Coach K, what would his record be after you take away the wins from the Zion deal?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to go back and see how many games Zion – he only played one. He only played for Duke for 3 months. I mean, it'd be that one season.
I think it was meant to more rally up than anything.
Hey, it'd take a lot more than that.
tell him that you drank all his Crown.
It'd take a lot more than that. I mean, I've just seen these little snide references. Most of it on Twitter about Georgia must be cheating to get these two kids. And I'm just saying there's too many coaches in the Southeast that have coached at other schools, and they would know if something illegal was going on. And I would hope they would report it. But again, maybe it's a good old boy system where they just don't do anything. Bruce Pearl almost got blackballed from basketball. So anyway, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Weather. Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Here's your afternoon forecast. A shower and thunderstorm are in the area, a high around 79. Mostly cloudy and humid with showers tonight, a low around 72. A shower and a thunderstorm are likely again Thursday, humid with a high around 81. Looking ahead, more of the same through the weekend. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Paul Sr. of Orange County Choppers. In my shop, people don't mess with me. When someone gets out of line, I don't let them get away with it.
Neither do we. After a motorcycle crash, the insurance companies know the Joy Law Firm doesn't back down. We don't let insurance companies push you around, and you shouldn't either.
Trust me, these guys don't mess around. Motorcycle crash? Just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Paid spokesperson.
Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
Your auto glass should always have a clear view. That's why you call Clear View Auto Glass free mobile service. Their friendly certified technicians will do an amazing job on your windshield. Locally owned, Clear View Auto Glass saves you time, money, and works with all insurance companies. That's why Charleston has trusted Clear View Auto since 1996. 843-569-3300. That's 843-569-3300.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-574-9188. 800-574-9188. 800-574-9188.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Woo-hoo!
Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening.
Words can't describe how much I hated that song when it was out.
Can't be taking away all the one-hit wonders like Lion Sleeps Tonight and Kung Fu Fighting. Gotta give me some room here, Bobby.
I'm just telling you, that was not a good song. You had all those fools on the dance floor doing karate kicks and all that stuff when that song would come on. Not even a dance song. Yeah, I said it. Sue me.
He's not really fast either.
You can cut it off now. I told you I didn't like it. Have some respect for an old man.
Oh!
843-721-9500 is the number to call if you need that. Car Wash, take it over to Cactus Car Wash. Go see Philip. He's got that floppy hat on. He's located at 1800 Highway 17 North at Mount Pleasant. Full service car wash and detailing. Check it out, cactuscarwash.com. You can check out that $39.95 a month where you get unlimited car washes. Best deal in town. And if you go by there, stop and meet the local owners. You know, always have, you know, you think of them, all the different Cactus Car Washes are owned by different people. Yeah, so it is a locally owned business. So, I mean, you try to support those guys. Phillip's a great guy. Again, he's right across from the town center over in Mount Pleasant. 843-721-9500 is the number to call if you want to chime in on anything going on in the world of sports. We do have some other stuff to get to. Some of it is dumb, for lack of a better term. Dumb. Well, I don't want to tease you with a dumb thing. This boxing match between Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul.
Poor Logan.
They're not going to have a winner.
No, it's going to be fight to death, probably.
Well, no, there's no judges. No judges ringside. No official winner will be announced. But if you get knocked out, that's okay. And the referees are not prohibited from stopping the fight if it gets too ugly. I would tell you, if there's no winners are going to be announced, and you knock one of them out.
Are they playing for Floyd Mayweather's hat?
Is that not a winner?
Are they playing for Floyd Mayweather's hat?
Floyd, I don't even, you know.
Well, the thing is that Logan,
I wouldn't waste one dime. If this is a pay-per-view event, I wouldn't waste one dime. But I will tell you what, something in me just, I don't even know who Logan Paul is.
But
he grabbed a man's hat.
But I don't think it was Logan Paul that did
his old family. He might have been his brother. Grabbed a man's hat like a sixth grader at recess.
Yeah,
Floyd Mayweather just beats him to a pulp.
And see, that's not fair because Logan Paul, he's put in the work. He tried to do the boxing thing, but Jake was the one that grabbed the hat, and his brother was pissed about it. Like, his brother got on him, and he's like, dude, why'd you do something like that? And then his brother turned around and grabbed his brother's hat and said, got your hat. Did the same thing, but they were on a plane, so he got
the bottom line, this is a clown show.
It's a moneymaker.
Ain't getting no money from me.
It's like my dad say, I wouldn't go see him if it was across the street and free.
Is it a pay-per-view?
I'm not. This boy is 26 years old. He's fighting Floyd Mayweather, who's how old?
Got to be 50, right?
And the thing is, I mean, Yeah, 44.
And you know Mayweather's going to bet on himself, or he may bet on the other guy if you can even get a line.
Well, he's told
what to do. Mayweather's 44. I thought he was older than that.
Mayweather's told what to do. He can't read.
Mayweather should destroy this guy.
Oh, I think he's going to. Jake Paul, I mean, he's just, Jake Paul's the brother. Logan Paul's the one.
And he's fighting.
This article says, Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul fight is a legalized bank robbery.
Well, Floyd likes to bet a little bit, so we'll see. Cubs lead the Padres 3-1. That game in the top of the sixth. Mets and Diamondbacks 4-4. That game in the bottom of the first inning. So, only two games in. A couple of postponements today. Phillies and Reds, White Sox and Indians. They were postponed. Everything else under the lights tonight. Rays and Yankees tonight. That should be pretty good.
Well, hopefully Braves.
Who knows with the Braves? Who knows what Braves team is going to show up?
It's just like Carolina. Who knows? Who knows? Dallas Cowboys. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? Well, with Carolina and the Cowboys, you kind of know.
Nobody knows.
Speaking of Carolina, good news today. Keyshawn Bryant returning for his senior season. He is dropping out of the NBA draft. And Jermaine Cousinard, it is official now. He is coming back. So Gamecock basketball team might not be too bad. Not as bad as it was looking for a while.
Yeah.
With everybody leaving.
We just put Frank Martin in a bubble.
Well, I think Frank will be fine.
I hope
Frank's hair grows back. Because he doesn't look right.
Well, I mean, I can't say either way. You do you, Frank. Whatever you feel comfortable doing.
There you go. You do you, Frank. That coming from Blake there. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM. And 9:10 a.m.
South Carolina Stingrays are back home to close out the regular season on Tuesday, June 1st, and Saturday, June 5th. Saturday's game is Fan Appreciation Night, presented by Amped Electric, and tickets are just $10. For tickets and more information, visit stingrayshockey.com. Stingrays Hockey. Don't miss it.
Personality, it's reflected in your staff. But what about your office? Did you know your workplace furniture and technology affects the attitude of your staff and clients? Let the office people show you how a complete custom solution adds energy, inspiration, and effective communication to your office. They say we do it all. Let them set up touchless collaboration in any space or add managed print services, interior design, project management, and more. Don't be a cubicle fugitive. Let the office people help your office today. Visit theofficepeople.com.
The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant, a Charleston institution since 1963. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, or all three. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 7 in the morning to 8 at night and Sunday 7 to 3. The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant at the Charleston City Marina on Lockwood Drive. That means one of the best views in the city. When diners write reviews, you'll always see words like great views and good food. The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant.
Now's the time to get a great deal on Kubota equipment, like versatile number one selling Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, Z Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more details.
If you're on the hunt for a new Kubota, come see the helpful experts at Steen Enterprises. I'm Adam Steen. We appreciate your business.
Credit Karma Money is a brand new checking account where you can win daily Instant Karma purchase reimbursements on items up to $5,000. Over $3 million in Instant Karma has already been given away to over 50,000 Credit Karma members and counting. Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney now to open your free account and start winning Instant Karma. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank, Inc. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply.
Credit Karma Money is a brand new checking account where you can win daily instant karma purchase reimbursements on items up to $5,000. Over $3 million in instant karma has already been given away to over 50,000 Credit Karma members and counting. Visit creditkarma.com/winmoney now to open your free account and start winning instant karma. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank, Inc. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
The big stuff. Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? You're never gonna get my love. Now because you wear all those fancy clothes.
Oh, yeah.
And have a big fine car. Oh, yes, you do now.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Wednesday afternoon. Right now, best time ever. If you want to sell that home, low inventory, not many houses on the market. The ones on the market selling fast, many times up to $20,000, $30,000 over list price. Think about what you do with that much extra cash. You could buy new furniture for your house, buy a boat, buy a car, and even with today's low interest rates, you could actually buy more home. Because of the low inventory, many people are having difficulties finding that next home. That requires an agent with aggressive strategies to find and purchase that home. That agent is my friend Matt O'Neill. Matt is a top producing agent in all of Charleston. Long list of qualified buyers that are ready to buy. So if you're selling your home, remember Matt is the only agent in town that'll give you a strong guaranteed offer on your home in just 24 hours. It also gives you another option. We tell you about it every day. Matt will give you the cash to buy your dream home before you even list your current home. Be the all-cash buyer or Wednesday offer on your dream home by taking advantage of Matt O'Neill's unique cash-to-buy program. If you've listened to this show, you know I've never recommended another real estate agent until I met Matt. Call the agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. That's Matt O'Neill. Call Matt today at 843-900-7300. That's 843-900-7300. Or you can go online to mattoneillrealestate.com. Time now to check in with the real Mr. Big Stuff, Scotty Osberg. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Bob. Here's my thing today. Am I the only one who thinks that John Shire is getting the worst job in the entire sports world right now?
Following Coach K?
Yeah, I mean, good Lord, that could be the worst job in all of sports. You're never gonna. It doesn't matter what you do. You're not gonna succeed. That could be the worst job in all of sports.
I wonder why John Shire. I mean, Coach K has had so many guys that have been head coaches in college basketball. Now, granted, limited success in a lot of the cases, but this was a quick hire.
Well, from what I read somebody, now I can't remember who reported it, somebody reported that they already interviewed Tommy Amaker and Johnny Dawkins and felt Shire was the guy. You know, I guess they knew this was coming down the pipe. They went to the two most, qualified alums who are in the coaching world right now. They called Dawkins, they called Amaker, and they felt that Shire recruited a ton of guys. I mean, Zion Williamson being the latest. He has recruited a ton of really good basketball players for Duke. I don't know why John Shire. I mean, I've always heard that he's a good, a good coach, good recruiter, and everything like that. I think he recruited Jason Tatum. Why him? I don't know. It'd be hard to hire Steve Wojciechowski right now. He just got fired. This is not the same situation. They hired Coach K as a nobody from Army. You're not going to hire another nobody from Army. You can't because of what Coach K did with that program. So, you know, that being said, I guess it's a good hire. I mean, young guy, energetic. I kind of like him better than the typical names you always hear, the Shaka Smarts and whatever. I mean, he's a Duke guy. He obviously went into coaching pretty early in his career, so I would not want that job in a million years. I wouldn't want that job. You know, I'd want to be the guy who follows John Shire, but I don't think I'd want to be John Shire.
I think the only worst would be whoever comes in and replaces Nick Saban.
Yeah, I would venture to think so. Yeah, whoever follows Nick Saban, that could be a worse job than whoever follows Coach K. But close, you know. It's that is a tough job. And I wouldn't have been shocked if they had maybe reached out to a Grant Hill, maybe reached out to a Jay Billis. I mean, people who are very well known in basketball that might not have any coaching experience, but just because they are so beloved at Duke. But I think John Shire kind of fits that bill with a lot of recruiting experience and a lot of knowledge of the Duke system in the Coach K way. In a million years, if you had told me that Roy Williams and Coach K would be replaced by Hubert Davis and John Shire, I would have said you're nuts. But that's just the way it happened.
Absolutely. It's funny you mentioned Jay Billis. He would have to stay off Twitter, or he would pay half his salary in fines from the NCAA.
Yeah, you're totally right about that. I think Grant Hill would be an interesting one. I mean, you know, I'm surprised, but I just think he's a little too much of a firecracker is Bobby Hurley. I mean, I would have thought Bobby Hurley would be the one, but and he won big time at Buffalo, but he hasn't at Arizona State yet, and he might be a little too much of an outspoken firecracker for Duke's liking.
Yep, and it would be interesting to see. I mean, Duke is still Duke. They can bring those recruits in, show them those national championships, show them all that stuff. And I'm guessing Coach K won't be too far away from the program.
I wouldn't think so. And by hiring Shire, you've kind of got Coach K, his arm in it already. Apparently K was all over this hire, and we'll see where it goes. I didn't think they were going to be hiring anyone outside the family. I really didn't. I didn't see Duke doing that. I kind of figured they would go inside the family. But inside their family, you've got a heck of a lot of options, I think Tommy Amaker would be a great hire. I mean, he has done an incredible job at Harvard. He really, really has. But I think Shire just might be a little younger with more room to grow. And Shire's only 34 years old, I think. So, I mean, that's in essence, like, if you're trying to hire the next Coach K, maybe that is hiring kind of the next Coach K.
Yep, my man. Tough night for the Low Country teams last night, huh?
Yeah, tough night for the Low Country teams for sure. Somerville, I was there last night. Just an incredible atmosphere for baseball. They lost 5-3, as Bo Sharpie said. We outplayed them for six innings. Doesn't matter because baseball is a seven-inning game at this level. So Somerville's going to have to, go to Hillcrest and win. Hillcrest looking for their first ever. They looked really good last night. Just fundamentally sound, good baseball team. James Island got crushed last night, 10-0. They got run ruled, and so they're going to have to regroup. But they are coming home tomorrow night, and then Ashley Ridge softball. My photographer that was over there shooting the game, he said to me, he said, Scott, if that girl pitches again for Burns, Ashley Ridge ain't winning that state championship. Apparently, she was just throwing smoke last night, and they couldn't even make contact with it. So softball is a game where you don't get a sore arm. You just keep pitching till that arm falls off. So might be tough sledding for Ashley Ridge to have to win on the road against the girl who just smoked them last night in the circle, not on the mound. I think it's in the circle in softball. So yeah, so that's what's going on as far as the high school stuff goes. But what a crazy busy day today. I'm literally about to jump on a call right now with Charleston Southern's new associate head coach T. Butters, because his grandfather is Thomas Butters, who hired Coach K at Duke. And T. Butters got a nice promotion today to associate head coach under Barkley Radebaugh. And so I'm going to go talk to T right now and see what he has to say. I know he has a close relationship with K. Also had a nice story shot last night, an interesting one, that Furman shut down their baseball program during this pandemic. Well, their former head coach is College of Charleston Hall of Famer Brett Harker, and he is on the staff at Hillcrest. And he said this has been just the best thing for him mentally after losing the Furman job to have a team at his alma mater winning possibly a state championship. And then Rod Wilson, congratulations to the Cross High grad, hired by Jamie Chadwell, and USC basketball getting a couple of guys back. So all of that coming up in sports tonight.
Well, speaking of Brett Harker, I don't know. I was listening to Phil Kornbluth, I think it was Thursday or Friday last week, and he had the Wofford coach on. And Wofford coach just blasted Furman about the baseball situation. I mean, he didn't hold anything back.
Really? What did he say? I didn't know. Todd just, Interdonato is his name. What did he say?
I mean, he just said it was a chicken, you know what, move. Apparently him and Brett Harker are real good friends. I mean, he just blasted the Furman program.
Holy cow. No, I didn't know that. I didn't see that. A lot of people, I think, feel that way. But the fact that he said that on statewide radio, good for him. That's awesome.
Right. I mean, he. I wish I had. I may go back and try to find that audio. But you can go to Phil's website. It's probably still up there, but yeah. I mean, he didn't hold back. That's for sure.
I'm pulling it up right now. Was he pissed that Wofford didn't get in as an at-large or not?
No, this was last week. This was before the tournament.
Oh, before the tournament.
Yeah,
gotcha.
They were talking about gotcha. The tournament. By the way, Phil put the kiss of death that day. He had Landon Powell, he had the Wofford coach, and he had the Florence Darlington Tech coach. They all lost. So I texted Phil Sunday. I said, please don't have Kingston on. Damn, he didn't have Kingston on Monday. So Phil might be the kiss of death. I don't know.
There you go.
But if you can find that, look it up. It's
good
stuff.
Right now. I'm looking it up right now.
All right, Scotty, I know you're busy.
All right, good luck.
All right, Scotty Osberg, Channel 4 Sports coming up at 6 and 11. So there you go. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. Dr. David Geyer, he'll join us at 525. Your thoughts on anything going on in the world of sports? One baseball note, Mike Marshall became the first reliever to win the Cy Young Award, set a major league record pitching in 106 games in a season for the Dodgers as a reliever. And he passed away. He was 78 years old. So I'm sure the Dodgers will be doing something to honor him today. Probably not today because, again, today is Lou Gehrig Day in Major League Baseball. So there you go. What else did I just wrote. We'll get to that in a minute. Got some horse racing news. Celtics cleaning house. Danny Hinge gone. I don't know if that's official yet, but most people think he's going to step down. Brad Stevens, the head coach, he's going to transition to the new head of basketball operations for the Celtics. So Celtics season really was strange. They had some injuries. They had some problems and everything, but they were eliminated last night, and the house cleaning got underway pretty quickly up in Boston. All right. By the way, when Boston John called, he didn't even mention that the Boston College women won the lacrosse championship.
Because he don't know, Bobby. They don't discuss
the Globe
that in
didn't
his
have
club.
It?
They don't discuss that in his treehouse. See, we can talk about him because he only listened.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Still getting reports of a disabled vehicle on Maybank Highway on the Stono Bridge. Inbound to John's Island still causing very heavy traffic as you travel there. Also now getting reports of a stalled auto on the Wando Bridge westbound that is also causing heavy traffic. Lights are malfunctioning, Maybank at Bohicket. On the interstate westbound at Milner for 213, an accident. Traffic's heavy back towards Cosgrove. A wreck Palmetto Commerce at Weber. Also Dorchester at Cross County and Magwood out in front of the Home Depot. Palmetto Breeze is in full swing. It's the perfect time to catch the breeze and enjoy daily Charleston Harbor sales, including Sunday Funday. Palmetto Breeze embarks from lively Shem Creek and fills up fast. Tickets online at palmettobreeze.com. Get yours now and don't miss the boat. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report provided to you by South Carolina Federal Credit Union, recently recognized as the best financial institution by readers of the Post and Courier. Visit scfederal.org, South Carolina Federal Credit Union.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Garfield Jewelers on Savannah Highway in West Ashley. Expect to be impressed.
Here's your afternoon forecast. A shower and thunderstorm are in the area, a high around 79. Mostly cloudy and humid with showers tonight, a low around 72. A shower and a thunderstorm are likely again Thursday, humid with a high around 81. Looking ahead, more of the same through the weekend. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
During these uncertain times, Garfield Jewelers cares about your safety, the special hours, and the convenience of appointment shopping. Garfield's is here to celebrate life's biggest moments with our classic one-of-a-kind estate jewelry, our unique diamond engagement rings, and everything beautiful under the sun. Now more than ever, serving you safely is our pleasure at Garfield Jewelers, Savannah Highway, across from Nissan. Expect to be impressed.
At Subaru, we love building vehicles for those who pack a lot into life. The redesigned 2021 Crosstrek is our way of saying more power to you. An upgrade in horsepower means you have a world of fun and adventure waiting for you. And the Crosstrek comes with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. Come see what everybody loves at Cruise Subaru. Inventory and offers at cruisesubaru.com with test drives at Cruise Subaru on Rivers.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then try Babbel. Text Babbel to 64000 and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just text Babbel to 64000 and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel to 64000. B-A-B-B-E-L to 64000.
Millions estimate their benefits online so they can do what they want offline. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Now
more Fan Talk with Bobby Harden.
We'll never find another girl in this heart of mine. Oh, in my eyes, tend to see the broken mind. Would I lie to you?
Oh, please.
Oh, yeah.
That's an annoying song, too.
Oh, my damn.
Well, again, this is one of those ones that they played 10 times an hour.
It's just, to me, I haven't heard, because I don't listen to it voluntarily.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, I didn't even notice. I thought this was Aaron Neville.
All right, welcome back to Fan Talk here on One Hit Wonder Wednesday. Hey, you know what else it is? It's Barbecue Burrito Day. At Home Team Barbecue, also,
sorry,
in honor of Lou Gehrig's Day, of course, Lou Gehrig, ALS, now known as Lou Gehrig's disease, Home Team Barbecue, all their locations are doing what they're calling Tacos for Tom. And Tom Hodges, a friend of Home Team Barbecue's, diagnosed in 2019 with ALS. So when you go to Home Team, The Tacos for Tom, they're going to be on the menu the entire month of June. 100% of the proceeds go to help Tom, his family, and Project Main Street in their fight against ALS. So our home team doing that. Started that today in honor of Lou Gehrig's Day, which will be June 2nd every year. And so if you see Tacos for Tom, get you a taco and help the folks out.
I was going to ask you a question.
Because, I mean, you can get a barbecue burrito and a taco, right?
Yeah. Taco and burrito, they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
But I have a question for you. And I was going to ask you this yesterday.
By the way, Al Pastor smoked pork shoulder. I have no idea what that means.
Al Pastor.
Al Pastor.
That'd be where it's from?
I don't know. It says Al Pastor smoked pork shoulder. See, if Aaron wasn't so busy in Greenville, he would call us and explain to us what that means. Or maybe somebody out there knows what Al Pastor means.
Al Pastor's pork shoulder is generally made with boneless pork shoulder. It's thinly sliced and marinated in cuajillo chilies. Wonderful smelling herbs. And I can't pronounce these words.
Herbs.
Ishikate.
Well, it comes with pineapple, avocado, jalapeno, onion, cilantro, and with a flour tortilla. Tacos for Tom, available at all Home Team Barbecue locations. So Aaron's always doing good things. Did you see in November, they're having a big barbecue festival at the Bend.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. All these barbecue folks from all over the country are coming in.
Man. And we didn't make the list of top 20 barbecue places.
Yeah.
We didn't beat.
We can't compete with, what was it in New Jersey?
Jersey or Oregon.
Was it Hoboken, New Jersey or something that they said was the best barbecue in the United States? It was some place in New Jersey.
Oh, what was the other one? The other random one. Oregon or Washington? Which one was it?
Well, it was in one in Washington. Didn't mention anything in the Carolinas. Didn't mention Memphis.
Mm-mm.
Didn't mention St. Louis.
I think Kansas
didn't
City.
Mentioned St. Louis. Didn't mention Kansas City.
Yeah.
Had St. Louis down.
Yeah. Yeah. Just whoever wrote that. Just.
I forget what city in Texas. I'm not going to go back through my timeline and find that because it's not important. So we know where the best barbecue is.
Yeah, we do.
But that's going to be pretty cool.
You better bring some white sauce.
You put in a special order?
I just told her, just carry it around with me like in a fanny pack.
But it's going to be November 13th at the Bend. They're going to have music and barbecue folks from all over the country are going to be there. The editor of Southern Living Magazine, the barbecue editor. How about that for a job?
Man.
I would like to be the barbecue editor of Southern Living Magazine.
If it would pay for my hover round, because that's the only way I'm going to be able to drive anywhere.
Pitmasters come from Georgia, North Carolina, New York, Texas, South Carolina, and all the way from California. So put that on your calendar. Aaron and Anthony over at Swig and Swine putting that together. That should be good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to check the football schedule for November 13th. Is that a Sunday?
November 13th?
Yeah.
Ooh.
If that's, you know, because I can skip. That's a Saturday.
Yeah, that's gonna be a Saturday, and it's probably gonna be. Well,
schedule's
totally different these days. I mean, usually Halloween we play Tennessee.
Right, now, this is November 13th.
I know, so I'm trying to think of the order. Probably Kentucky.
Let me look.
Is the schedule out? Full schedule?
Yeah.
Sound like Sam.
November 13th at Missouri. I have to look up Clemson here in a minute.
Well, it's at Missouri.
You've got to be fair.
I'm sure there'll be a TV out there you can watch. Maybe they'll make you a Bobby Harton corner.
If you're smart, he'll put a TV out. Yeah, I'll be, you know, just sitting in my chair. Somebody just had to come by and check my pulse.
Let's see what we can do to become judges.
I wouldn't want to do that. I'm not that. I mean, I'll just eat. I don't want to judge. I just want to eat.
I judged a chili cook-off one time.
Clemson plays UConn.
Yeah.
I think we can miss that, right?
Yeah. Hang that one up. Make sure.
I'll go ahead and call that a W.
Make sure Floyd Mayweather ain't fighting that day.
So, anyway, Aaron's doing some good things. So, so anything we can do to help those folks out, we certainly will. So, tacos for Tom, and it's barbecue burrito day. Those tacos available all month long.
Huh.
And 100% of the proceeds go to help out that family. All right, Braves and Nationals tonight, 7 o'clock. We'll have that on 94.7 FM, 9:10 a.m. River Dogs, they're still on the road. They'll be on the road all week. They'll be in Augusta tonight. NBA, we have three series with 3-1 leads. Wizards lead the 76ers lead the Wizards 3-1. That'll be at 7 o'clock. Hawks lead the Knicks 3-1. That'll be at 7:30. Jazz lead the Grizzlies 3-1. That'll be at 9:30. And then at 10 o'clock, the Mavericks and Clippers. That series tied up at 2 apiece. Canadians and Jets tonight in the NHL, 7:30. That is game one of that series. 10 o'clock tonight, Vegas at the Avalanche. Game two, the Avalanche lead that 1-1. To none. So, not a bad.
No.
I want to say not a bad Tuesday, but it's Wednesday.
That makes it even a better Tuesday.
So you got to get that straight, right?
Hey, nothing makes a good Tuesday than realizing that is Wednesday.
Absolutely. All right, coming up on a break, Carolina did announce that Brett Carey will be the starter against Virginia. Carey 5-1. 1.90 ERA, 83 strikeouts, only 9 walks, and he'll go against Virginia's Andrew Abbott. He is 8-5, 2.63 ERA. Now, he's pitched, obviously, in more games. Carey didn't become a starter until late in the season, but Abbott, 8-5, 2.63 ERA, 136 strikeouts to 29 walks. So, Carolina's going to have their hands full with Virginia. I look for Carolina to come out swinging first and second pitch. Just come out and, swinging the bats. I mean, that's what you got to do. But as good as his numbers are, again, Carolina has seen some of the best pitching in the country this year. So, and they struggled against some of the best pitching in the country. I get that. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great – the more I think about it, I'm going to put the Columbia region second. I think it's the second toughest region now. I'm going to move them up. I think the Ruston region is the toughest. With Louisiana Tech, Alabama, and NC State. I'm going to drop that Gainesville region down, even though Miami is in that region. So you got a little rivalry thing going with Miami and Florida. But I'm going to drop that region down to number 3.
Moving on up.
I can change.
Moving on.
Hey, why not?
How about that?
Are you going to have the words? Or?
Well, I can't. If you were going to
do some talking. Oh, I thought this was a George Jefferson song.
It is. It's just instrumental. Fish don't fry in the kitchen.
In the instrumental.
Beans don't burn on the grill.
Instrumental ain't no good. It's even worse with you singing
that
it.
That hill.
All right,
now we're up in the big leagues. It's our turn at bat. Long as we got you and me, baby, ain't nothing wrong with that. I say we're moving on up.
All right, we got to take a break. Real quick, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Let's go, Rays! You've got a friend in the car business.
At Cruise Chevrolet, cruise forever. Used car engines, drivetrain, and transmissions covered forever. Find new roads at CruiseChevrolet.com or at Cruise Chevrolet on Rivers.
Southern Lumber is where knowledge continues to be handed down from generation to generation for over 75 years. Attention to detail, quality products like Anderson Windows, and quality service is what they do. It's who they are. Stop by 2031 King Street and see for yourself what quality means at Southern Lumber and Anderson Windows. Southern Lumber, proudly serving the Lowcountry.
Southern Lumber and Millwork, your natural choice for quality.
Your AC not up to par? The Vazelli Comfort Team has you covered with Heil heating and cooling products that you can depend on all year long. Pat Vazelli's 45 years experience in service and installing HVAC equipment and parts is your assurance of rock-solid service. Vazelli Air Conditioning Heating is local and family-owned with a professionally trained team to provide top-quality installations of Heil heating and cooling products. To stay comfortable at your residence or business, make the right call, 843-722-3146.
Summertime is prime time at the Boone Hall Farms Roadside Produce Stand. Healthy fruits and veggies straight off the farm to you. Whether picked daily from farm fields close by or from partners right up the road, it doesn't get any fresher. Tomatoes, watermelons, blueberries, squash, peppers, Max Pride's peaches, the list goes on. Open 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Check it all out at the Boone Hall Farms Roadside Produce Stand, 2434 North Highway 17 in Mount Pleasant. Your number one Gamecock fans. Auto Owners Insurance and Turbyville Insurance Agency is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Turbyville Insurance Agency and Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. The Turbyville Insurance Agency, call them at 843-569-3923 or visit them online at tiasc.biz.
There's a new reality in business. Working from home, sharing information online, communicating online. Congratulations, you now have the needed skills to earn a degree online. Now is the time to increase your job opportunities with CSU's new 10-month MBA program in general management, healthcare management, or supply chain management. Dial #250 on your mobile, and when prompted, say Charleston Southern to receive more information. Your purpose, our mission.
Personality, it's reflected in your staff. But what about your office? Did you know your workplace furniture and technology affects the attitude of your staff and clients? Let the office people show you how a complete custom solution adds energy, inspiration, and effective communication to your office. They say, we do it all. Let them set up touchless collaboration in any space or add managed print services, interior design, project management, and more. Don't be a cubicle fugitive. Let the office people help your office today. Visit theofficepeople.com.
That's not pizza, that's my laundry. Skip the hassle of going to the cleaners and let Leierlease To Go pick up and deliver right to your home or office. From shirts, suits, and casual wear to curtains, comforters, and regular old household laundry, Leierlease To Go does it all. Simply call or text 843-377-6994 to schedule a free pickup. Mention that you heard about us on ESPN and get 20% off your next order. Leierlease, keeping the Lowcountry looking its finest since 1932.
You've got a friend in the used car business. Not what you were expecting, huh?
Matching down payments up to $1,000 on certified pre-owned and finance from GM Financial, 6-year warranty, 24/7 roadside, and more. Find new roads, CruiseChevrolet.com and Cruise Chevy on Rivers.
WTMZ 98.9 FM, WTMZ 910 AM and 94.7 FM, W234 CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.